Pro-life groups rally to urge Republicans to axe funding for abortion industry through budget reconciliation. By Catherine Hamilton on March 28, 2025. Pro-life groups are urging Republicans to use their trifecta to defund the abortion industry, including Planned Parenthood, through budget reconciliation. Hundreds of grassroots activists from across the United States went to congressional offices on Thursday to advocate for axing funds to abortion groups, while leading pro-life organizations, like Students for Life Action and SBA Pro-Life America, and Republican lawmakers spoke in front of Capitol Hill rallying for ending the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars to groups that kill unborn babies and abortions. "We thank President Trump for taking steps to enforce the Hyde Amendment and defund big abortion through Title X, because abortion on demand is not family planning," Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in a statement. "The largest source of federal taxpayer funds for Planned Parenthood is Medicaid of approximately $500 million a year. The Republican Congress must tackle this through legislation. The reconciliation process provides a critical opportunity to do that without being blocked by extremist Democrats who are wedded to big abortion's agenda. Defunding abortion businesses through the reconciliation process would allow the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote instead. President Donald Trump has called on Republicans to pass his agenda through reconciliation in one big beautiful bill. For far too long, politicians and much of the media have ignored, trivialized, enabled, and whitewashed the business of Planned Parenthood, decapitating and dismembering helpless babies with sharp knives or poisoning babies with pills that literally starve them to death and often result in their bodies being flushed down a toilet," Pro-Life Caucus Chair Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, said at the rally. "Child decapitation, dismemberment and starvation are not health care. It is violence, and at a minimum, taxpayers should not be forced to pay for this hideous form of child abuse." Federal taxpayers provide Planned Parenthood with nearly $600 million every year. "That must end," he continued. "Reconciliation legislation offers an important opportunity to stop funding abortion purveyors like Planned Parenthood. This is an opportunity we cannot afford to miss." The rally came after 150 national and state pro-life leaders signed and sent a letter to members of Congress on March 26 asking them to stop American taxpayer dollars from funding the abortion industry. A Republican trifecta presents the opportunity to bolster these efforts by cutting funding for big abortion, including Planned Parenthood, through budget reconciliation, reads the letter. It continues. "Republican reconciliation bills in 2015 and 2017 included a provision to stop giving hard-earned American tax dollars to big abortion. In 2025, it is even more urgent to cut funding for this industry that endangers women and unborn children and spends tens of millions of dollars to promote woke policies and candidates." Related, California to dismiss case against journalists who exposed abortion industry's fetal body parts practices. After President Trump was elected, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said he would like to slash funds for Planned Parenthood, and Elon Musk proposed using the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, which he heads, to cut funds to the abortion organization. This week, The Wall Street Journal reported that the Trump administration plans to freeze federal grants to Planned Parenthood abortion worth $120 million this year. Planned Parenthood's 2023 annual report reveals that taxpayer funding in the form of government grants, contracts, and Medicaid reimbursements hit $699.3 million and made up 34% of Planned Parenthood's overall revenue. Planned Parenthood's taxpayer funding has increased by 43% since 2010, according to an analysis by the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. The Institute noted that Planned Parenthood's taxpayer funding is reported by its affiliates, whose information lags behind the national office and covers fiscal years ending in 2022. Planned Parenthood also reported $997.5 million from private contributions, up 44% from the previous report. In total, the abortion giant reported nearly $2.1 billion in income and more than $2.5 billion in net assets. The same report shows that Planned Parenthood performed 392,716 abortions in 2021 to 2022, a 5% increase from the previous year and a 20% increase over its past 10 reports, according to the Institute. Total services were down 17%. At the same time, American Life League's Stop International 2023 report on Planned Parenthood CEO compensation shows, using the latest available data, that the total compensation paid to all Planned Parenthood affiliate CEOs increased from $13.3 million in 2015 to $16.8 million in 2020, a 26.3% increase. The average compensation for a Planned Parenthood CEO rose from $237,999 in 2015 to $317,564 in 2020, a 33.4% increase in 5 years, according to the report. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at the Cot_Hamilton.